Macmillan Audio presents The Joy of Politics, Surviving Cancer, a Campaign, a Pandemic, an Insurrection, and Life's Other Unexpected Curveballs. Written and read for you by Amy Klobuchar. Introduction. The Path. Life lesson. Sometimes when you don't quite make it to the top of the trail, you learn all kinds of things along the way. In July of 2020, just months after my presidential campaign had ended and 5 months into the pandemic, my husband John and I took a drive out west. Just 4 months earlier, way back when everyone thought you got the coronavirus from surfaces and that the sheer act of wiping down grocery bags could save your life, my husband had gotten really sick with COVID. He ended up in the hospital. He had pneumonia, and his oxygen saturation levels fell below 70%. After 6 days in the hospital hooked up to oxygen and another few weeks of a lonely quarantine at home, he was fine, save for one, and only one, long-haul symptom. He claimed the dust in our basement, and only that dust, prevented him from ever cleaning out the basement again. In truth, John's illness had put a lot of things in perspective. This long driving trip was a time to finally talk about it. You see, my husband had done everything and anything for me throughout my career in politics. From the beginning in 1998, when he meticulously typed in an individually verified permission for 1,000 supporters to include their names on a newspaper ad. It said more than 1,000 lawyers agree that Amy Klobuchar has the experience, judgment, and integrity to be a great county attorney. Who says lawyers can't agree on anything? From that to the 2020 presidential run, when he traversed the country in an Amy for America t-shirt. From parades in Minnesota to church parking lots in South Carolina to casino basements in Nevada, he was always there for me. You get way too used to that in my profession, the spouse sacrificing his or her own ambitions and time and life for you, urging you to run in the first place, patiently waiting through your political slights of the day, bending at the knees in the family Christmas card photos so you don't look too short, stepping in when you're cornered by a long-winded political science professor, and with a hand on the guy's back, you say, "Have you met my husband?" or "Have you met my wife?" Packing the school lunches, doing the daycare pickups, giving up jobs and proximity to family and friends, and moving across the country. Being a congressional political spouse is a whole thing, and it's often a really raw deal. That joke I just made about the dust diversion and John not wanting to clean the basement and it being his only COVID long-haul symptom, it is actually Exhibit A. It is 100% true, and he said it to me in all seriousness to avoid cleaning the basement, and I laughed really hard because I knew how much he hated hauling stuff out of there. Now, in most marriages, it would be a funny story to share at the Thanksgiving dinner table that gets exaggerated and larger than life over time. But for the political spouse, and for that matter, the politician's kid, it ends up as a cocktail party fundraiser story, or in a speech, or worse yet, on TV. "Mom," my daughter once said in a voicemail, "that story you just told this morning about me, it was from middle school. You know, the time I said you weren't a helicopter mom, but instead you were a submarine mom because you lurked beneath the surface and popped up unexpectedly? It was funny then, but Mom, I'm in college now. And Mom, it's trending. Mom, the reporter used my name. Mom, never tell that story again." That is Exhibit B. And just because my husband or daughter smile at the event and laugh along with everyone else doesn't mean they like that you brought it up, no matter how well-meaning. It's done. You said it. What are they supposed to
do? Sample complete. Ready to continue?